All right, Brock Tickle, Pro Circuit, Pulpcast, Salt Lake City 3. Hey, probably not the night you wanted. You just got back into racing, though. How tough was it for you with the hand?
Honestly, obviously, it was probably one of the worst conditions to try to race. Right. I thought it was going to be maybe better, just because I thought maybe it was going to be wetter to where the speed wasn't going to be as high as it was. But, I mean, overall, I just got to look at it as I was out there with a broken hand. I made it happen. I didn't do any damage to my hand. So we're here to race for, what, 2.5 weeks still or mm-hmm. whatever, four races. So I just got to make the best of it. It wasn't what I wanted by any means. I was embarrassed, but I know in the grand scheme of things, I have a broken hand. Actually two metacarpal broke. So, for the circumstances, I guess I got to give myself a little pat on the back to a certain extent, but I don't, that's not where I want to be at all.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine so. And of course, the worst thing to do is more laps, but you end up in the LCQ. The last thing you need is more laps.
Yeah, and I honestly was riding timid, which I mean, you're going to, but it made it worse for me in the whoops. But I was scared if I did go for it and I messed up or missed a whoop that it was going to be a big one because my hand probably would have blown off. So
I played it
smart and whatnot, but geez, that track, I mean, I don't know if you've talked to any other riders yet.
Yeah,
but
I have.
Geez, it was gnarly.
Yeah, it looked gnarly. I mean, look, Osborne got lapped, dude. He was fourth. He got lapped. Like, you know, there was chaos everywhere you looked.
Yeah, so, I mean, point blank, it wasn't what I wanted, but
yeah.
We were out there, we were racing, and we have four more. The best thing I can do for myself is make progress, and if it's next week, go up a couple positions. And
yeah.
Obviously, I think the track, for me, with my hand, it will be better if the track is normal.
Yeah. Well,
because the holes in the jumps, the ruts were maybe the roughest ruts I've probably rode in Supercross, just due to the dirt and the texture of the dirt. It just hardened up, and it was really, really choppy.
Right. How was the fitness for you? You haven't been on a bike for a while. You know, you do the stuff off the bike, but it was nothing like racing. So were you struggling a bit out there?
Honestly, it was more so, I think, I mean, obviously I was struggling.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave it my best effort, and that I'm proud of myself for that. But yes, I did get fatigued. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But it's expected. I mean, obviously off the bike and whatnot, I've trained and been as prepared as I can, and I've tapered since I've been here, so I'm doing the right things, but it's just going to, like I said, I'm going to have to be reasonable with my expectations for the circumstances I have, I guess.
Look, you're a big-time 450 guy when you're healthy and ready to go, but there you are in the LCQ. You got a full dose of LCQ action. Brees crashing, Freddie crashing, putting heat on you, getting by you, you having to get by guys, Gardner going down behind, like you got the full 450 LCQ experience, Tickle.
Yeah, it's not something I honestly, everybody on the track obviously is good, and everybody who makes the main is good, and everybody who's here actually racing is good, but honestly, yeah, it was tough for me, but I knew in the back of my head, I've done this for so long. Like, if I just was patient, it was going to come to me.
Yeah.
And I decided, okay, I'm in a good enough spot now to go for the whoops on the right side, and I can probably make a pass stick. And that's when I got into fourth, and then obviously the last lap, Brees made a mistake mm-hmm. and crashed in the whoops, and I got third. But it's one of those things. It's a sense. Obviously, I have experience, so I have a sense of kind of how the race is going to play out, and with the guys that were in it, I knew the guys that were going to be solid for it, and I knew what I needed to do to make it happen. So yes, it was stressful, but at the same time, I knew that if I played it smart, I would get in.
Can you even learn anything about your bike in conditions like this and everything else, like as far as getting into racing? Can you even learn anything?
I think definitely. I mean, it's always, I still, like, to be honest, like, I've made a lot of progress with the bike throughout, like, just even me a couple weeks before we headed up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not ready for that, like, bike setup wise, let's be honest. I mean, being on a Austrian bike for those 2 years under suspension, that bike thrives in that condition. So just because of the frame. So for me, it's been an adjustment when the track does get that type of rough that I just need to figure out which direction I need to go to make it the best it can be.
Right, right. Well, you got to start somewhere, Brock, and so you're starting now. Again, these guys have two races underneath you, but you'll get better from here on out, I'm sure. So
yeah, it's a third comeback in since my suspension. So
yeah, exactly.
So this one, I want to stay healthy, and I want to make progress. And like I said, by the end of this, I just want to be in the mix with the guys that I know I should be with. So if I can do that, that's the goal is checked off the list.
Cool. Thanks for the time, Brock. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. No worries. See ya.
See ya.